The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, is discussing the Indian of saying Malchias on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, Tanya, Menayin Shamim Malchias, how do we know that we say Malchias on Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi Omer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ubachedesh Hashvi, Zu Malchus. The Gemara says, Adrasha, it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which refers to Hashem being the king, refers to Malchus. Then it says, Ubachedesh Hashvi. So that teaches us that during Chedesh Hashvi, which is Rosh Hashanah, we have to be Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if you look in the Psukim in Parshas Emor, where this is quoted from in Perek Chav Gimel, you see right away that these words, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, are really not written in the Parsha of Rosh Hashanah, the Parsha of starting by Chamishi, Pasuk Chav Gimel, where it talks about the Chedesh Hashvi and the Mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. It does not say the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The words Ani Hashem Elokeichem were actually written in the Parsha before, which is the Parsha of Matnas Aniyim. It says, V'kutzrechem eskutzir atzichem lo'secha lo'pasalcha b'kutzecha v'leket kutzicha lo'selakit lo'ani v'legera tazav oisem ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's where the Torah is ani Hashem Elokeichem. And then it goes right into the Parsha of Rosh Hashanah, V'dab Hashem l'mashalem, V'dab Rav Nesal l'mer b'chadish Hashvi. And the Gemara is darshaning the smichas of the words ani Hashem Elokeichem from the Parsha of Matnas Aniyim to b'chadish Hashvi to teach us that you have to have a mention of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, meaning Malchus, on Rosh Hashanah. And if you think about it, it's very, very difficult to understand. The Malchus is the whole theme of Rosh Hashanah. That's what the day of Rosh Hashanah is really all about. And yet the Torah did not write the words Malchus, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, in the Parsha Rosh Hashanah. The Torah wrote in the Parsha before, and we have to sort of borrow it from the Parsha Matnas Aniyim and bring it into the Parsha Rosh Hashanah because of the smichas that we darshan. Very difficult to understand. Why would the Torah not write Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which is Malchus, in the Parsha Rosh Hashanah itself? Why write it in the Parsha Matnas Aniyim and then try to schlep it over to Rosh Hashanah through this drasha of smichas? Very, very strange thing why the Torah would do in such a way. And I think that the Torah is really teaching us a yesod and what Malchus really is. What does it mean to be Mamluch Hashem on Rosh Hashanah? So if the Torah would have written Malchus in the Parsha Rosh Hashanah, then Malchus would mean something a little bit esoteric. We get up, we say Hashem is the king, I'm being Mamluch Hashem on the whole world, on the whole universe, I'm making him into the Melech. That is a inyan of Hamlacha, being Mamluch Hashem, but it's not a Malchus which is binding, it's not a Malchus which really has any meaning in my life in a practical sense. It's not mechayim me to do anything. That Malchus doesn't require me to do anything to change my life at all. It's just a mirah ba'alma that Hashem is the king. I'm making Hashem into the Melech. But the Torah wants the Malchus to be a meaningful Malchus. And therefore the Torah says, if you want to know what Malchus is, you have to look in the Parsha of Matnas Aniyim. What does Matnas Aniyim mean? It means a person works hard the whole year. He goes to work, he makes money. And the Torah says, that money that you made is not really yours. You have to go give it to Aniyim. When you take your hard-earned money and you give it to Aniyim, that's an act of the Mamluch Hashem Bepayel. That's saying that I'm an Evan Hashem. I'm not doing what I want. I want to keep the money for me. Hashem says, no, give it to the Aniyim. And Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And when you do that, that's an act of really being Mamluch Hashem. And it's not just a regular tztaka. This is really even a higher level of tztaka. A regular tztaka, even though you give up your money to the Aniyim, but at the end of the day, there's me and there's the Ani, and I decide who to give it to, and I could get a certain type of sana, I could get a certain satisfaction from giving it, I could get covered from it. So at the end of the day, you are getting something out of it. There's a little bit of you involved in the parsha. But when it comes to Matnas Aniyim, it's a whole different level of tztaka. Matnas Aniyim is something where the Torah says you don't give it to the Ani. It's the Ani v'lager taz of Isam. You just leave it. You leave it in your field. You don't know what's going on. The Ani comes on its own and takes it. It's as if the Torah is saying that this money that you made, this part of your field, is not even yours. You work hard, you're a farmer, you produce all this tvua. You could take it all, but there's one corner that it's not even yours. You can't touch it. That's the Aniyim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is telling you to give up your money and not even have the satisfaction of taking it and giving it, but it's not even yours at all. It goes straight to the Aniyim. That's the Taz of Isam. It becomes Mamun Aniyim right away. That is even a higher level of Bimam L'Hashem, where you could work hard and you put all your kach into it, and then you surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say, this part of my money is not mine. It goes straight to the Aniyim. That's an act of Bimam L'Hashem B'Payol. When you give up your Ratzon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the real Ani Hashem L'Keichem. And perhaps that's why the Torah learns out Malchus from the Parsha before Bedafka, to teach us what the Malchus Rosh Hashanah really is. It's not just an esoteric Amira, but it's something that really is Mechaibus in our lives, to understand that everything we do is really not, we're not the one doing it. It's really coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one who gives us everything that we have. And a real Eved Hashem surrenders his Ratzon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the essence of the Malchus of Rosh Hashanah.